Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply fake news. Fake news. Now, this is a term we've all heard multiple times because today we live in a society where we don't know what news is accurate and what news is erroneous. In fact, my friends and neighbors, there are many people who would say that all the news that shows up on television and most of it that you see on the internet is not real. They would categorize it as fake. And only the people who are adequately informed are those who have the accurate information and not the fake news. My friends, I would like to say to you that by the same token, eliminating fake news is also important in business because there have been many narratives that have been painted for people that are not accurate. And if they hold on to those fake narratives, they're not going to excel or advance. However, when we focus on making sure that they have the accurate information, not only can we excel in advance, but everyone around us can as well. The FAKE acronym outlines 4 key misconceptions that have to be debunked and moved away if we're going to excel and grow strong, healthy, vibrant businesses. Let's outline that, my friends, in this FAKE acronym. The F reminds us that one of the fake news components is fame equals fortune. Yes, my friends and neighbors, most people will tell you that fame equals fortune. Turn on the news and all you see is famous people. That's all anybody talks about. But how many times have you seen articles and read stories about those same famous actors and actresses and singers and athletes that are all broke now? Some of the most famous people that we ever knew died with no money. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, if we don't teach our team members and teach those around us that fame does not equal fortune, that it's not about Facebook likes, it's not about how prominent they may be on Instagram or Snapchat. No, that's not what's going to make sure that they win, but these are the components that equal fortune: faith, focus, fearlessness, futuristic thinking, and a firm foundation. Those are the things that equals fortune. That's what's going to make sure that we last no matter what, my friends and neighbors. If you think I'm joking with you, let me call out a few names. Have you heard of any of these individuals? Amancio Ortega, Charles Koch, Carlos Helu, Larry Ellison, Sergey Brin. I just named 5 of the 15 richest men in the entire world. You never see them on television. They don't have a Facebook page or an Instagram account. You won't see these individuals advertising products in your grocery store. You won't see their faces on a Wheaties box. However, they are very wealthy. So we see, my friends and neighbors, it's not fame that equals fortune. It's the other components that make us great. That's why we have to make sure that we don't teach our team how to be famous, but we teach them how to be focused. We teach them how to be determined visionaries that can believe in a mission are enough to give it all they've got. Those are the people that will achieve extraordinary wealth and hit their goals every time. The other fake narrative, my friends, can be found in the A that says anger is everywhere. Yes, my friends, just turn on the news and you're going to see protests, rallies, riots, fights, all kinds of things. And these are images that make you think the world is angry. They never show you the pictures of you and your friends or me and my friends. They don't show you happy on vacation and enjoying life and enjoying the businesses you run. They don't show that, my friends, but we've got to change the narrative to show that joy and peace is attainable, that it is possible to be completely satisfied and continue to thrive and advance in life. We have to show the opposite narrative because of our happiness and what we have attained. You say, okay, well, how do I change the narrative? Well, you only change it by starting with you. You begin by encouraging others. Everyone should see you and recognize you as the brightest light in your community, among amongst your friends and family. You should be the one that's the life of the party that everyone sees with a smile on their faces. Why? Because we have to change the narrative that anger is everywhere. Anger's not everywhere. You would think that everybody hates the job they do. Everybody is running away from the things that they don't like. Well, my friends and neighbors, that's just not accurate. If we portray an image of happiness everywhere we go, we will attract more people. We'll close more deals. More individuals will call us back. They'll follow up with us because we're beating the false narrative. We're showing them how happy we are, how excited we are, how energetic and enthusiastic we are. And everyone enjoys being around the happy, enthusiastic, and energetic people. Many years ago, about 80 years ago, in fact, Dale Carnegie wrote a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. That book was a bestseller. I mean, and it's so, and it's still in print today. People are still buying it. And it was all about happiness in a nutshell. It was about treating people with respect and kindness and exuding joy in everything that we do. My friends and neighbors, a fake narrative will tell you that anger is everywhere, and many people have bought into it. Create a culture in your environment that says just the opposite, that you're happy to do what you do every day. You're focused and you're determined and you're eager to help everybody else excel and advance. That other fake narrative, my friends, you'll find it in the K that says knowledge is unnecessary. Well, you may say, wait a minute, I don't see that on the news. Well, how many times have you turned on the news and seen an A student make the headlines? No, it's always the one that's acting out, that's rebelling, that's doing something they shouldn't do. That's the one that makes the headline. But no one talks about those who have applied what they learned to advance societies. Entertainment always trumps education in the fake news world. Well, we've got to say, no, education does mean something. Professional development is important. Think about even this podcast right now. It's a source of professional development for thousands all over the world. And you, my friends and neighbors, also are committed to education. Knowledge is necessary. Yes, you know that everybody will promote hard work. People will say, hey, give it everything you've got. And effort is great. That's phenomenal as well. But knowledge is also high on the priority list. What have you done over the last 3 months to improve yourself? How much have you expanded your mind? Tell me the last 3 books you've read. Did you stop reading books after college graduation or high school graduation? The research studies show that the average person stops reading books completely immediately after they are not required to by school. That means that as soon as someone walks across the stage with their cap and gown and their diploma in hand, you can count on one hand with fingers left how many books they're going to read in their life because a fake news narrative says that knowledge is unnecessary. Let's change that, my friends. I challenge you, read some books and grow professionally. If it's not a book or a paperback, get an audio book. Whatever it takes to make you better is necessary for our development, our advancement, our focus, and our strength. Finally, my friends and neighbors, the fake news narrative will tell you that endurance is overrated. The get-rich-quick message is the most dominant. The feel-good-now message is the most desired. Everyone wants to know how to get it and get it fast. We've got drive-through restaurants now where you go in and pick up your food and keep on going. You don't have to go in. You don't have to sit down. You just drive through and keep on going. We're in a society now where endurance is overrated. You've never seen a pay-per-view on a marathon. No, you'll see a pay-per-view on a boxing match. You'll see a pay-per-view on wrestling, but you can't even find a pay-per-view on a marathon because we don't publicize endurance in the news media. The art of hanging in there. Think of all the diseases that have been cured because some research scientists never gave up and they were committed to continuing to work no matter how long it took for them to find that cure. Think about it, my friends and neighbors. If you say, how do I endure? Just let me give you a few points before we leave. First, make the big picture your only picture. Set the long-term goals. Make sure that everything you do, my friends and neighbors, is about the big goal, not the small one. Then also, my friend, make multi-year commitments. You see, the standard contracts for pro athletes are typically 4 to 5 years or more. They're signing 5-year, $50 million contracts, 7-year, $100 million contracts. We always look at the amount of money, but look at the time. These are 5, 7, 10-year commitments. How long are you committed for? Last but not least, my friends, to increase endurance, remove your plan B. The research scientists looking for cures for diseases have no plan B. They continue until they find one. Never stop until you reach your goal, my friends. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, Success Training Institute, I assure you, can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.